Thank you, Chris. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Jiu-Jitsu Dummies, episode
8. Yeah.
We're going to do a little kind of a mini episode today.
Change it up a little bit.
I asked Junior to join me. The reason we're going to do this is because we get a lot of questions. I felt bad that we were only getting to maybe 2 or 3 per episode.
Yeah, especially now that we knock out a couple more.
Yeah, now that we're doing, we had a Skype guest on last episode. We had Justin from Fightback CBD.
That was great.
Fightback,
yeah.
We love him, but it pains me to not answer some of these questions because sometimes I get them online and I want to answer them right there. And then I'm like, no, we got to save them for the show.
So we're going to cover it.
And look, these are commonly asked questions and or subjects that are brought up online, whether it's in the podcast group or just, you know, maybe somebody tags me and like, I follow Jiu-Jitsu. I'm in the Jiu-Jitsu, his group. It's about, I think he's probably at 14,000, 15,000 people in his podcast group. So, sometimes people will tag us. And say, you know, what do you guys think? Or, you know, just try to get the conversation going. So we couldn't possibly give out CBD and t-shirts to everybody who's
asking. We'd love to.
4 or 5 people asking the same question. Yeah. I don't want anybody to feel slighted. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to, like we did last episode, we're going to give away a bottle of CBD.
Nice.
And a $50 coupon code for our podcast store, which is on chokeresponsibly.com, right? Or you can go to jujitsudummies.com and click on store. And so they'll get that coupon code, Fightback CBD.
Coupon code's still going.
So, all the previous like coupon codes, but I send a very specific coupon code to the winner.
Gotcha.
Those 10% off coupon codes are still good if anybody's watching or they've seen a previous episode. Those we'll keep those on chokeresponsibly.com. But if somebody, or the winner of this contest that we're about to explain, we'll email them a very specific code for that contest. So what we're going to do here is, so on the YouTube video, you're going to go to our YouTube channel. You're going to
like, subscribe,
and comment. Say something nice. Say something positive. Ask a question. I'm good with all those.
Okay.
But we're going to randomly pick somebody, and we're going to send them a bottle of the CBD and the $50 coupon code. All right. So we're still getting some podcast gear out there to you guys. And again, we couldn't possibly give t-shirts and CBDs out to everybody. We get so many questions that it would be hard. It's hard.
Most definitely.
It would be nice, but it's hard. So that's number one. Number two, I wanted to thank Ospop.com, at Ospop, P-O-P, right? O-S-S-P-O-P, B-J-J on Instagram.
Yeah, this is one of their great shirts right here.
Yeah, man, I love
Difficult
that.
Difficult roads lead to?
Yeah.
Jiu-Jitsu.
I love that shirt. You put up a great picture. That was like, it looked like it was professionally shot. It was great. It was a good picture, man. Love that shirt. Big shout out to them up here. I keep on pointing up. Because we've got the sticker on our vinyl banner behind us. But, again, big shout out to them for participating in the last episode. And hopefully they'll do some other things with us in the future again. So, and listen, as always, Fightback CBD, Justin McClenny from Fightback CBD has been incredible to us. He's given us he hasn't given it to us, but to the giveaways he sends directly to the winners. So he keeps us in CBD, but he's keeping our followers and our listeners in CBD.
For sure,
as well.
Yeah.
So I recently
started using some of it again. Yeah, yeah. Again, so. I tried it once before. I stopped using it for a little bit, but then I had some shoulder pain that I really can't get past, right?
Yeah.
So I was having some numbing feeling in my fingers, keeping me from training. We're going to talk about training here with injuries in a little bit later. But man, it significantly helped. I was having difficulty sleeping. And it's alleviated a lot of the pain.
Yeah.
Now, I've had to find a dose that fits me and my pain, but hey, it's still working and I don't have to jump on, taking pills or doing something crazy.
So one of the interesting things that I took away from the interview with Justin was that, you know, he himself is not saying like, hey, it's going to be a cure-all or your pain's going to go from 10 to zero. He said, you know, if my pain went, I don't remember the exact numbers that he gave, but if my pain goes from 10 to 6, that's a win.
That's a better, you know, that, that's a
that,
better
that's, day. That's good for him. So, you know, I agree with that. You know, if it brings down the pain significantly, I mean, he has a lot of pain in his fingers, he said. I think that's a win. So, shoulder getting better, not able to train yet, though?
No, I haven't. I've stopped training for a little bit, only because I have some numbness in my fingertip, right?
Okay.
It's probably a pinched nerve that I probably need to get checked out a little bit. Okay. And I just don't want to go injure myself, make it worse. And I'm prone to injuries the older I get. That so, sucks.
I actually went to the chiropractor. I got my x-ray back from my primary care physician. The whole story is I went thinking I had a hernia. I was getting some pain under the belt line. He said he felt around. There's no bulge. He's like, hold on. He puts his hand on my back. There's no starts bulge. To feel on my back. No bulge. Zero bulge. Thank you, Junior. I appreciate you. So he feels my back. He's like, oh, you're having some spasms. He's like, let's send you for an x-ray. If the x-ray doesn't come up with anything, we'll send you for an MRI. Get the MRI. They fax me back the results. Basically, like kind of like a slip disc. The L5. I don't really know. L5, this, that, numbers. A little arthritis, getting older, 46, right?
Oh, man.
So, says no way we're going to turn back the arthritis, but we can do something about the... Or actually, so I took those results, and then, it's my back, so I went to my chiro. I had stopped going to my chiropractor. I was going once every 2 weeks. I had stopped going. I kind of feel like this is probably an ongoing problem that was getting taken care of without me knowing it. Because we always have back pain, right?
Of course.
You know, jiu-jitsu guys are always going to be, you got pain, something's always hurting. So I kind of figured, I stopped going for a little while. Okay, this just got worse. But in my mind, I'm telling myself, I was probably fixing this the entire time, every time I went. So basically the way he described it is like my spine, like a couple of discs, like one of them went back and they got to push it back forward. Mm-hmm. And it's pinching a nerve and it's probably hurting. And it's not that bad. They said it's for every 25%, it's got like a number. So it was like 1, 2, 3, and 4. So, I'm at the beginning. I'm at 1. So with that, some good massage. I felt better. I've still been training maybe once or twice a week. I kind of feel like I still want to go and, you know, lay on my back a lot, let people attack. There you go. You know, no sit-ups.
Take it easy.
You know, I went. I trained today. You said you haven't been able to train.
No, I haven't trained, man. I can't even remember the last time. It's probably been 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough, man. I know that.
It's got the itch that I can't scratch. My wife is driving me crazy.
I feel like I understand crackheads, you know.
That's another episode. That's a totally different podcast.
So the CBD is helping you.
Yes.
I know, you know, Raul's was a grandfather or father-in-law, right? It's helping him. I go to my cardiologist, I think it's right after January 1st when I come back from the wedding. And hopefully they're going to give me the okay to use the CBD.
Nice.
So I'm thinking it's going to be able to help me with some of the stuff that's been going on. So, again, thank you to Justin. He's been great to us. So let's dive in again. What we're going to talk about here today, what we're going to just go down the kind of a short list of commonly asked questions and or things I've seen online where, you know, like kind of like wanted to jump in the conversation, have jumped in or somebody's tagged me on or something. That. So first one, and I was guilty of kind of talking about this in an episode the other day, not asking about promotions, but I definitely made it known. Like I was like, coach has been messing with me a little bit with, he's like, hey, that brown belt's getting a little further away. So, just asking about further promotions, away. Like, well, I've got, he said it was further away. So I see people asking online about, hey, when do you think it's a good time to get a promotion or should I have gotten a promotion? So they're asking online, but asking your coach or your professor.
I don't agree with that. I just don't think that's something you should do.
Yeah, I think most coaches or professors, if somebody asks them, I think no matter how nice they are, they'll postpone it just a
little bit more.
Really, why are you asking?
But, you know, I think everybody's got a different perspective on why they're there. Mm-hmm. Maybe are they there to get a belt promotion?
Yeah.
Right? So, hey, if I've been here for a year, maybe I should get a belt promotion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've also ran into individuals that, you know, I asked the coach, hey, this person seems like they should potentially be a higher belt.
Yeah.
Well, that individual is a competitor.
Yeah.
And for them to get another promotion, maybe they need to do more competitions.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends, but it's definitely not a question that I think should be asked.
So what do you think about that? That's actually, that's come up a few times recently, just people asking me, like, how come she's not a purple belt yet?
I won't mention any names. I think I know who you're talking about.
Why isn't she a purple belt yet? I said, because she competes. You know, she's just not going to run through the belts. It's not the same. A competition, yeah. Blue belt, a purple belt, it is not the same mm-hmm. as, no disrespect to anybody, but I'm a weekend warrior more, you know, right? I'm a, you know, got my 9-to-5. I'm not competing. I've been hurt, the heart attack. You know, I'm doing this for me. I'm mm-hmm. doing this to keep healthy. I'm doing this for self-defense, protect my family. You know, I've got my own set of reasons. My purple belt, I know, is not the same as,
sure.
you know, a competition purple belt. That coach is not going to run. He's not going to, you know, run him through belts every year, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair to them.
So when somebody asks you, okay, well, you know, why? What's your answer? I mean, that's kind of my answer. But what's your answer when somebody says, you know, how come she's not purple belt yet? And watching other people that don't compete get their purple belt that train with those same people.
Hey, I would say that the answer is it depends on the coach. The coach knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's the coaches, you know.
But the coach is taken into consideration.
Oh, of course.
You're competing, you're not competing. Yeah. And I don't think it's sandbagging. That's not sandbagging. That everyone is doing that. Again, you know, you're not going to have a 1 year. You're not going to be a blue belt for 1 year if you're competing. You're probably going to be a blue belt for 3 years.
Oh, sure. Minimum. Sure. I would say, you got to get your numbers up. You really want to be at a higher level. Before you get your promotion. You don't want to be just entering purple belt status. You want to be a good, solid, strong, whatever belt you are before you move into the next belt.
What do you think about, people who feel like they're getting held back because they're not competing? Wrong gym? If you're going to a competition gym, if you're training with people that are competing and you're not competing, you're going to get caught up in that, well, you don't compete, I can't promote you faster.
Yeah, right? I think you find your tempo. You know, if you're going to a competition gym, it's for a reason. You're not a weekend warrior going to a competition gym. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, you're getting a lot of bumps and bruises there.
Yeah.
Right? And which eventually, it'll make you better.
Yeah.
You know, you train with people that are better with you.
It's funny because we smile because we know who we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And she's a warrior. I'm really not going to mention her name because then it might slight other people. But and I don't think there's anything wrong with either side of that.
No, I think she's great. Again,
I'm not a competition guy. I'm would hope to compete again in the future, but that's not why I'm there. My coach's eyes bulged out of his head when I was at 41, told him I wanted to compete at white belt. He was just like, oh, and then, you know, training completely changed. He was like, oh, so, all right, so you have to learn points and where you need to be and, you know, back control, side control, you know, how many points you're going to get, how long you need to be there. And the training did completely change.
And it's not just jiu-jitsu training that increases, but, you know, outside of that, you know, your strength and conditioning, your way you eat, your supplements, and all that stuff has to change if you want to compete.
Yeah.
And that reflects.
Okay. So let's move on to another question. Again, these are commonly asked questions and or subjects that I've, been pulled into or I thought were worthy of a good conversation here. And I felt this one. I feel this, especially when I stopped training for a little while. The more I learn, the more I realize what I don't know. And I think that this is what screws up a lot of people. I think this is part of the blue belt curse, maybe, is you get to a point, more is expected of you, and you realize, wow, I don't know that. I have to do that now. I should be that, comparing myself to other people. But, you know, what do you think about that?
So my thoughts are, you know, when you come, and I think this happens in most schools that you go to, right? You go to class and there's new techniques for the most part every day, right? So can you learn and master all the techniques that you're shown? Potentially not. Mm-hmm. Right. But you have to become a master of learning the techniques that work for your body type. Mm-hmm. Right. And that you feel comfortable doing. So my thing's always been half guard. You know, okay. That's always been my thing. And I've perfected, again, to my, you know, my limitations or my expectations, my half guard.
Okay.
Right. So I don't focus on a bunch of other stuff. So okay. I think that's where, you know, the more you learn, the less you know.
Okay.
Becomes that because you're trying to absorb too much.
Okay.
Right? Like you're a sponge that can only absorb so much.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you're going to take that sponge, you're going to wring it out because 50% of what you learned, you're going to forget.
Yeah.
Right? So, hey, focus on one thing. Focus on one technique or one pattern of techniques, and that's what's going to make you better.
Okay.
I don't think you can learn and become good at every spectrum of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Unless you're competing.
Okay. Right?
At that point in time, yeah, you're on the mat. 3, 4, 5 hours a day, training 7 days a week. Yeah, maybe you can absorb a lot.
Okay. So yeah. So the you know, the more I learn, the more I realize what I don't know. So my take on it is this. Yeah. Yeah, we all feel like
that's
that.
That's the answer, right?
Yeah. That's the question and the answer, right? It's like yeah. So guess what? You're training jiu-jitsu. That's the way you're supposed to feel. You know, I don't have it here today, but, you know, that the Jiu-Jitsu University book, I've talked about it a million times. The link is in the bio on the or the link in the on the podcast audio and on the YouTube videos. Yeah, man, you're learning. Think about it. Like, think about this. You want to blow somebody's mind with what they don't know? You're learning what your coach likes to teach. You're learning his curriculum or that school's curriculum.
Go to another gym.
It's
going to be totally different.
You know, like if I thought about that, like if I went to a 10th Planet school, I'd want to start over at white belt. Mm-hmm. You know, like Rogan's got two belts, right? He's got one from Machado and then he's got his black belt under
Eddie Bravo.
Under Eddie Bravo. You know, if I went to a different school, I'm not proud, so I don't care. I'm like, yeah. Start me over at white belt. I'd love to start over at white belt, you know, but it's the system that you're in. So you don't even know what you don't even know what else is out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we were just talking about this before we started. I haven't even gotten into leg locks. I'm just like, I'm watching videos and I'm taking notes and, you know, I'm playing around. I'm doing a lot of catch and release on, you know, younger or, you know, white and blue. I'm not wrenching anything. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. But, you know, if I see myself in a position, I'm going to grab that heel hook or, you know, I'm going to take that ankle lock or toe hold and, you know, just let it go. If it's somebody my rank or higher, we're going to move it forward. But we haven't really learned, you know, a lot. I haven't learned a lot of leg locks. So, yeah, you don't know what you don't know. You don't even know what's out there. Like that, you know, even at black belt, it's like, it's the beginning. It's like, you're just getting started. Mm-hmm. Even at black belt. Now it's like the game on.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you know, so learn as much as you can. So open book.
That feeling, you're supposed to have it.
Oh, for sure.
It's 100% what you should be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that should, there are two types of people. There's going to be somebody that's going to be like, I can't do this. And it's just too much. It blows their mind what they have to still learn. And then there's some people who are going to eat that up. I feel like I'm one somebody that eats it up and goes and finds knowledge in other places and watches videos. And if I'm sucky at a move, I'm gonna, you know, I'm Googling that. I'm going on YouTube and I'm searching for that.
Yeah, just think about takedowns.
Yeah.
Right. So hey, you can come to class and you might not do takedowns for 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
And then you jump into takedowns, you're like, mind blow.
Yeah.
Like, missed something. What did I not do?
And again, you know, when we talk about like, you know, our coach here at Fight Sports now that does the adults class, we do takedowns every single day now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't always do that. Again, it's the coach. Now we're learning like a whole new curriculum in such a good, positive way. And I think that happened. You know, I've had different coaches and, you know, my first coach was a big guy. It was all about being top heavy. I learned that top heavy stuff. I learned my north south. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where I not perfected it, but I started it. That you know oh, there,
I know.
And then
I know.
And then and but looking realizing that that Marcelo Garcia, that was his move, and finding his videos and the little thing, I'm like, oh, I got to push the face that way. Oh, if they tuck their, you know, if they turn into the armpit,
yeah.
I'm probably not going to get it. You know,
think about that. You don't spend 20 hours on the mat a week, right? So you have to supplement that, right? So how do you supplement that? Look at books, watch videos, and fine tune those little things. But if you spend 20 hours on the mat a week, I promise you, you're going to get 20 times better.
Yeah. So what did we started talking about, what was it before? Because it was one of the subjects that we talked about. You're like, oh, if you train once a week, what was it that you said? Oh, if you train once a week, you're probably not going to get
it. Not enough.
It's not enough, but would you agree with the statement, I'd rather somebody train once a week for whatever reason, whether it's health,
financial,
work, like right now, I trained four times in the last 30 days because I was hurt.
Yeah.
But man, I needed to get out there. But that's four more times than a guy that's not hurt, who's taking a break. Yeah, or maybe, got family stuff, not hurt, You know, that one time, I feel like a meme right now. Like, right, we saw that meme, right? You're doing better than the guy sitting on the couch eating potato chips. You know, so I got in there. I figured out, early on, and this was something that Cyborg said. He's like, was like, get out there, even if you're hurt and this and that. And I was like, but man, I can't, But I've learned how to train hurt. And right now I can't sit up because it still hurts, on my left side. Let everybody attack. Stay down. Don't sit up. I'm putting myself in extremely precarious situations and scenarios, and I'm letting people attack me. I've rolled with some of the younger kids today, man. These 16-year-old kids are getting good in our gym. You know, the friends and family day, or the family jiu-jitsu days on Saturday, and these kids are amazing. And I let them attack. And I was like, wow, I got through a whole training session without getting hurt, without really straining myself, and that works for me. But going back to hearing Cyborg say that when I was like, had a shoulder injury, and I've heard him say that before, and I'm sitting there going, but I can't, but man, I trained with somebody the other day, a white belt. He put his arm in the belt and was like, let's roll. He had a bad shoulder. He put his arm.
Really?
Yeah. That was Miguel. I don't know if you know Miguel. You've been out for Miguel. And he was like, I put my arm in my, I said, let's do it.
That's the way to do it.
I put my arm into
it. You want to get that mat time. Hey, like you said, right? It's better to get that mat time than to not get it.
Yeah. So this is the last one that I want to bring up. And then, again, we're going to keep it short, but we're going to come back. We're not going to be gone for too long. But this happened at our gym. We have talked about this early on, but I want to get your take on it because I don't think you were part of that first podcast that we talked about it. We had a whole group of white belts that were moving up at the same time. Mm-hmm. There were guys that didn't want to take that. They did a test. That felt unworthy of the promotion. And I was like, what do you, like, trust your coach. Don't worry about it. You still got a test. You still have to do the test. But, like, they didn't want to do the test. There was, of the maybe five or six, like, two or three of them were like, I don't feel like I'm ready. I shouldn't. And then there was, others that were like, I want my black belt tomorrow. What do you mean, blue? I want my black belt.
We're going to skip.
I think you could pick out who that was.
Yeah.
But, there was some, so feeling unworthy thoughts,
I think in everything,
like that's not confident.
Yeah. I think everything in life outside of jiu-jitsu also includes that potential sense of unworthiness, right?
Yeah.
A promotion or recognition or, but that's part of life, right? Part of life. When somebody thinks you're ready, take on that challenge because they're giving you the opportunity to get better.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe that's the little push that you need to get better. So, I think the best promotions come unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think those are the best.
Coach
right?
is walking over with the tape. What's going on?
Yeah. You know, right. a lot of times to me, that's always been the best. We're like, hey, come up. You know, you're standing in line. Hey, come up.
What I told those guys was this, and said, I feel like you're thinking that you're getting a blue belt. And you need to know all the things that a blue belt knows. You're looking at this the wrong way.
Exactly.
You've completed something, right? Our birthdays go 0 to 1, right? You turn 1 after you've been on this planet for 365 days, right? You're a white belt. You've completed something. You're testing to make sure that you know all of these things that coach's curriculum, consists of. And again, it's still not everything. And everybody has a different curriculum. You know, the Gracies out in California, man, you're not rolling right away. They're doing a little bit more self-defense style, right? You've got to learn a whole bunch of things before you can even roll, before you even touch another person on the mat, you know, in a jujitsu role. But you guys are thinking that you have to know what a blue belt knows. No, this is the start. Here, you've completed this first year of your life in jujitsu. Here's your blue belt. And now I'm going to teach you all those things that that blue belt's supposed to know. And that's what, for gyms that do stripes, that's what the stripe is for. You've now completed this amount of time. And some people will do it at like 6 month increments, or sometimes it's just a surprise. It's like, wow, you won a tournament. You just killed it on the mat that day. And you just, you know, you did every move that you're supposed to know. And boom, the coach comes out with a stripe. Maybe two. Maybe you're advancing more than other people. And he doesn't stick to a 6 month, you know, time frame. But you're about to learn those things, guys. Don't ever think that you're unworthy when your coach comes over to give you a stripe or put a new belt around your waist or to tell you, hey, you're going to be testing. Trust him. You've got to trust him. You're there for a reason. You got to trust him.
Yeah.
So
if he doesn't think you can handle your own on the mat with other students that are your belt level, then you're probably not going to get a promotion.
Yeah.
Right? But if you go out there and you're subbing everybody in your belt level, then that's a warranted promotion.
And I even think as I'm getting older and I'm like, you know, I'm not going to progress, you know, physically like somebody else would. You know, somebody else is going to, like, you know, if I'm, let's just say, another purple belt, you know, I feel like I still got it, but, you know, I'm getting hurt a little bit more. Things take a little bit longer to recover from. But there's going to come a point where, you know, shit, I'm going to be in my 50s right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to progress like a 25-year-old at the same belt rank. So curious as to what that future holds. But I'm less and less worried about belts. As a matter of fact, I'm almost happy to let me stay down here purple for a little longer. You know, I like it.
Here's what I think,
here,
too, because
we're
just talking about belt promotions based off time, based off technique. And I don't think it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
It's maturity, right? Because it's, you know, it's that old adage.
To the table.
Yeah, it's that old adage, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
That's a Spidey.
It is. So, you know, what else is that coach looking for? He's looking for, you know, humbleness, you know, your ability to share with other students.
Showing up on time and doing the warm-ups.
Doing warm-ups, right? Putting your flip-flops on. Not washing your belt because, hey,
you
know.
You got to wash your belt.
So there's not, those things are also included in that promotion. If you come to, you know, you come to jiu-jitsu and you're, you know, the ultimate dickhead, then you're probably not going to get a promotion.
Yeah. I've had to turn my dickhead level down.
Yeah,
I've learned how to be humble. I'm definitely learning how to roll with, I think we all have it, like, you know, you start rolling hard, you want to roll hard, and then that new white belt, and, you know.
You can't walk around doing the Conor McGregor, you know, you can't do the swag thing, you know, off the mat every time you sub somebody.
I don't do that. He's not talking about
you know, me. Or check, hey, you know, hit the check mark in the sky.
You know who you are. All right, so I didn't want to interrupt you, but we're gonna pick this up on the next episode. So, right there was a mini episode. Again, we wanted to bring you guys some answers, or at least discuss, give you our opinions. Who the fuck are we?
We're not the experts.
We're the jiu-jitsu dummies.
Guys.
You know, we're telling you, we're talking to you guys about where we feel, you know, what our opinions and from our perspective, our gym, our training, the people that we come across. We're not saying that we're right. We're not saying that our answers are going to be perfect. You know, there's only one answer to any of these questions.
Tell us who you want to see on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, put that in your comments.
Yeah. Tell us who you want to see on the show. Keep on throwing us questions. We definitely, again, part of this was trying to get every single question on the show. So we're going to come back with episode 9. Same thing. Well, we'll do a couple of giveaways
and
we'll answer some more questions. So again, listen, we want to thank Ospop again. For being part of the show, and hopefully they'll be back for episode, our next full-length episode will be episode 10. Don't forget, check out chokeresponsibly.com for that houses our podcast store and obviously has great stuff. They have great jiu-jitsu t-shirts, all kind of funny parody-type t-shirts. Our podcast store lives on that website. You can go to jiu-jitsu-dummies.com. Click on the store there and visit the store.
Five back
CBD. Yes.
All their contributions.
Justin, thank you so much. Love giving out CBD. It's such a big thing in this world. So, CBD is,
And if you don't know the story behind Fight Back CBD, go and watch episode 7.
Episode 7, yeah. He tells
great story. Justin has a great story. Yeah. Everything that he's doing with Fight Back CBD is amazing. All the people that we're trying to help in this community.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great ambassador for the sport. And that's, again, you know, when we talk about promotions, that's something else. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing to grow the community?
Yeah. Right? So Joke Responsibly Podcast Store, OSPOP.com, and find them at OSPOPBJJ on Instagram. So check them out. Let them know we sent you. We've got a new sponsor coming for that next full-length episode, which I'm really excited about. I'm not going to say yet. So we've got some new sponsors. If you have a product, a brand, a gym, anything that you want to feature, you want to send us t-shirts, you want to see your t-shirts on the podcast, hats, gear, geese, whatever, there's going to be a, by the time this airs, there'll be an address on our contact page for people to send us products to test, send us stuff to wear. But ultimately, look, you should probably reach out to us first. Let's talk about what we can offer in return for product, giveaways, and or monetary sponsorships. If you want to get a shout out on the episode, we should shout out CJ Carroll, James Fisher, and Chuck Reddor, who are three of our podcast patrons currently.
Mission 22.
Mission 22, right? CJ wants us to shout out Mission 22, mission22.com. Check out, they're doing great things for veterans. Check them out. But if you want to become a podcast patron, support us, keep us on air, keep us recording, go to jujitsudummies.com, click on the sponsors/patron tab, and for as little as $5 a month, you can get a shout out on the episode.
How much?
$5 a month.
Man. Just
for $5 a month. So you can support the show.
For sure.
And you're going to get things like stickers and some
ghee patches.
Things like that after you've been supporting us for a few months. So, again, thank you, everybody. Let's wrap it up. And you got anything else you want to add? No? We're good?
Go wash your gi. Don't worry too much about your belt.
Wash your gi. Wash your belt, Stinky. Go train. Thank you, guys.
Us.